Okay, everybody ready for the review of the eighth canto? I guess we have to have notebooks open because they have to get their paper, right? This is an obvious question that's asked on every canto. Everybody ready? We thought you were skipping the exam. We were going to send the exam police over. Who was that?
Sorry. He's cooking today.
Yeah, right. You get lots of volunteers to cook on the review days. Every review day we have a big feast. Many people in making many preparations. Okay, so what is the name of the eighth canto? Eighth canto, each canto has a name. Like the first canto is called creation, second canto is, third canto is called status quo. So the eighth canto has a name. Somebody's stuck. You can't cheat. Yeah. And all of a sudden the pen decides to work.
The most difficult question.
Okay. In the eighth canto, it mentions four names, incarnations of the Lord mentioned in the eighth canto. I mean, there's more than four. But name any four of the incarnations of the Lord mentioned in the eighth canto. And then mention their pastimes, if you know the pastimes, of what pastime that in particular incarnation of the Lord is for. I always get the review. It's so easy. I don't have to take the test. How we doing? People are still writing, so I'll let you go for a few more seconds. Bali, you don't have a piece of paper and pencil. Okay. Okay, it looks like everybody's almost done. Okay. Okay, question number 3. Who was Gajendra in his previous life? And how did he become an elephant? And who was the crocodile in his previous life? Did it tell us? And how did he become crocodile? He was a University of Florida student and he used to worship the gators. That doesn't count as an answer. Okay, number 5, number 4, it has 5. What are 5 Vedic rituals which are prohibited in Kali Yuga? 5. I'm going to say it again. There are 5 Vedic rituals which are prohibited in Kali Yuga. What are those 5 rituals of the Vedic rituals that are prohibited in Kali Yuga? Somebody's going through his notebook. Now, a trick question that I can't remember if it was in the class or not, but I'm going to add it to question number 4. Out of the 5 rituals which are prohibited in Kali Yuga, which one is an exception to the rule and under what circumstance? There are 5 Vedic rituals which are prohibited in Kali Yuga, but there's one exception, and what is the exception for? How we doing? Oh. Okay. Everybody's doing okay? Okay. So, question number 5. There was an analogy given about a snake. Explain that snake analogy. Snake and mouse analogy. There was an analogy for the snake and mouse. And in what context did we hear about it? What was the purport? There was an analogy about a snake and a mouse. So the snake and the mouse was given, the story was given about a snake and a mouse, and then we learned something. In the 8th canto, about what that analogy stood for. These couple people still writing detailed explanation. Gaur Hari Bol. Okay, here's an easy one so everybody gets one right on the exam. Give an example where the Lord breaks His promise. From the lecture. Give an example where the Lord breaks His promise. He promises to do something and then He breaks His promise. I could add something to this question to make it a little more difficult, but we'll spare that. You didn't give the answer to this one, but I know the answer. Okay. How many manas are there in a day of Brahma? What happens if I don't know the answer? Then I'm in trouble. I just have the answer sheet here. Okay, now this one. Question number 8. Everybody ready for number 8? Someone's still writing number 7. Okay, question number 8. The time, the place, the circumstance for the demigods and the demons were the same in the churning of the ocean pastime, but why the results were totally different for the two of them? No notebooks. He takes out his cell phone like it's... Okay, question number 9. This is an easy one. The first part. How many manos are there in a day of Brahma? How many manos are there in a day of Brahma? And name at least 3. The only problem is he didn't put them all down, so I won't remember all of them. Some are still writing. Everybody ready? Okay. Question number 10. Describe the roles of the 2 appearances of Matsya Avatar. They had 2 purposes. Everybody ready? Okay. Number 11. Who was Putana in a previous life? And Bala knows that one. He's going to raise his hand. You don't know that one. You were smiling. You thought like it.
Who was it?
If you remember the name, you can give the name. If you don't remember the name, you don't give the name. But we just want to know who Putana was in her previous life. Remember the name, you get extra credit. I wouldn't have done very well in this test. Of course, I missed too many morning programs. But okay, are we ready for the answers? Ready? If you don't raise your hand, not if you raise your hand, you fast. If you don't raise your hand, that way I can call on different people. And that's, otherwise, it's not fair because I can only hear so much at one time and my brain only works on a certain frequency. Okay, raise your hand if you know the answer to number 1. What is the name of the 8th canto? Yes, in the corner. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Withdrawal of the cosmic creation. That is such a common question asked, and everybody should memorize that one because everybody always asks that question. What is the name of the... I mean, not everyone. Our everyone over here in the corner, he always asks that question. Okay, number 2. Name or mention any name, any 4 names of incarnations of the Lord in the 8th canto. Okay. Yeah, Zach, you got your hand up. No, Narada Muni is not an incarnation of the Lord. He is a devotee of the Lord. Huh? Okay, so let's go on to the next. Raise your hand if you know the 4 names of the... Yes, give me 1. Mohini Murti is one. Matsya is one. Vamandeva is one. Yes? Yes, Lord Hari is one. Yes? Kurma is one. Another one? Yeah? Huh? Dhanvantari, yeah. He is the empowered incarnation, yeah. Another one? Jita, somebody didn't raise their hand, that's the fast. You raised your hand, you don't have to fast. Somebody over here didn't raise their hand. Okay. Lord Hari, what did he appear for? Raise your hand. He appeared to do something, yes. You mind? Protect Gajendra, yes. Ajita appeared, how? Churning of the milk ocean, correct. Mohini Murti appeared to do what? Yes, Zach? Attract Shiva. He did do that, but that wasn't what he appeared. Bala, you got no?
Yeah, to distribute the nectar.
To distribute the nectar. And what did she do when she distributed the nectar? Yes, she gave it to the demigods. That means she did what? She cheated the demons. She came to cheat the demons, yeah. Okay, Lord Vamanadeva came for what pastime? I get the same hand. Okay, Chaitanya. Yes, yes. And Lord Matsya appeared for, yes? That was a very complete answer. Very good. Question number 3. Who was Gajendra in his previous life? I get the same hands every time. Chaitanya. And how did he become an elephant? Okay, does everybody agree with that answer? No, everybody doesn't agree. Okay, what do you say? You didn't agree? Agastya Muni, yes. What was? Yeah, you found Agastya Muni, yeah. And what was the name of the crocodile? Yeah, okay, over here.
Gandharva named Huhu.
Yeah.
And he offended
Devala Rishi
by pulling his leg.
Yeah. Yeah. Huhu. Huhu. Yeah. Huhu. 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 That's the same kind of joke they have when the president of China comes. Who's coming? Yes. No, who's coming? Yes. Who's here? Yes. Okay, question number 4. What are the 5 Vedic rituals which are prohibited in Kali Yuga? Okay, give me some.
Horse sacrifice.
What? Cow sacrifice. Taking sannyas? Right. And what is the last one? Yeah? Huh? Sati Gopal? No, we already got that one. Yes. Yes, not after pleasure. And of these 5, which one is permitted in Kali Yuga? No, is permitted in Kali Yuga. Yeah, Gopal? And what is the under what circumstance? Yes. For preaching, yes. Okay, here comes a real tough one. Number five, explain the mouse and, or snake and mouse analogy. We get the same hands every time. I want to see some different hands. Bala, what's the analogy of the snake and mouse? Yeah, that. But what happened? What happened with the snake and the mouse?
What happened that they
snake and the mouse.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So what was the instruction that we learned in the eighth canto with that? What was the story behind it that we learned from that? Yes? Yeah, make a truce between the demigods and the demons to churn the ocean of milk. They made a truce. And then they knew they were going to get the benefit because Lord Vishnu had already instructed them. Okay, question number six. Give three examples where the Lord cheats demoniac beings. Yes.
This man can't remember the guy's name, but he cheated him telling he got the fool from Sheba to Sheba. He wanted to when he saw Sheba's wife, he wanted to enjoy Sheba's wife, so he wanted to put his boom and his hand on the guy's head. The swift head, his hand touches the head would explode. So Krishna told him to first put your hand on your own head, because Sheba's a cheater. It's probably not true.
The
guy put his hand
on his head. His head exploded. Okay. That's one. But I don't know if that's one of the Lord's ones, but that's one. Yeah.
That is Lord Krishna's cheating.
Huh?
That is Lord Krishna cheated because.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Bala was saying. Yes, I only want three steps of land, but he took the whole world. Another one? Yes, Nima. What do you think? Give it credit? Okay, give him credit. Okay. Another one, Garrison? Huh? Yeah, the question is how he cheated the demons, not how he cheated the gopis. There's many pastimes where Krishna cheated the gopis. Okay, yes. Mohini Murthy, and how did he cheat? Yes. Yeah. Yes, give me one.
Lord Buddha.
Lord Buddha came, yes. That's one. Another one? Similar to that one? Shankaracharya came? Yeah, I know, but it counts. Another one? Yes?
Lord Ram killed Wali, Radhan Sugriva, and had a victory. Not
properly. Yeah. Yes, another one. Yeah. Right. That's another one. But we're being generous today. Okay, anybody else have any other ones where the Lord cheats the demoniac beings? Yes.
So, Yusuf said about Ashwatthama, he said that he was dead.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of Mahabharata here. Any other ones? Anybody? Yeah. Yeah. Told them to do it, yeah? These are examples from the Mahabharata. No. I think some of them are from the Bhagavad, are in the Krishna book. Any other ones? Okay, we'll go to the next question. This is really a hard one. Give an example where Krishna breaks his promise. Oh, I should see every hand go up this one here. Everybody's hand should go up this one. This hand's always go up over here. Garrison. Well, he's stuck in Rasika. He's a Rasika Bhav, you know. Yes, Derek. Yeah. Yes, yes. Any more examples besides that? Gopal? That's what he just said. Okay. Okay, question number 8. Time, place, circumstance for the demigods and demons were the same in the churning of the ocean pastime, but why the results were totally different for both? Gopal? Krishna favored the demigods. Okay, go over here. Sorry? Yes. Yeah. Can everybody agree with that? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Number, hands go up even before we mention the question. Number 9. How many manas are there in the day of Brahma? Now this everybody should know. Balavasane. 14 manas in the day of Brahma. Give me all 14 names. Okay, give me some. That was quite fast. Did anybody hear what he had to say?
No.
Okay, now you go, you'll turn the record player on to 33. It was on 78. Now we're going to turn the record player on to 33 and want you to say them really slow. And not slow doesn't mean in between breaks. It means slow when you say the word. Okay.
Swayambhuva.
Swayambhuva.
Mm-hmm.
Tamasa. Chakshusha.
Mm-hmm.
Raivata.
Mm-hmm.
Uttam.
Mm-hmm.
Vaivasvata.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else have any more?
Savarni.
Yeah. Anybody get them right? Get him right there? Vaivasvata was there, yes. Okay. Question number 10. Describe the roles of the two appearances of Matsya. Matsya appeared for two purposes. Describe two roles for Matsya's appearance. Oh, we get the same hands every time. Bala. Saving the Vedas and killing the demon. Yeah, that's one. That's one, yeah. That's good. Now we have to have one more. This was really gone over. This was, gone over quickly in class. Slowly.
Lord Vishnu
Yes. Satyavrata was instructed, Maharaj Satyavrata was instructed by the Lord. Now, the last question, who was Putana in a previous life? The whole table over here.
But they make the questions. You make the questions.
Yes. Satyavrata. Yes. Okay, the king of the Putana in a previous life, yes? Sister Maharaj Bali. And her name was? Well, then why are you asking her the name? Okay, that was the test for the day. Very easy. How did you do? Really?
How many 10 marks are
those? Bali's sister. We don't know her name. Yeah, she had a name, but I thought we knew. I thought someone knew, but turns out that our panel over here that challenges the Watson computer couldn't. Okay, question.
If you look at the whole thing, you can know why it is named withdrawal of personal manifestation, because that comes at the end. So why the whole can do withdrawal of personal?
Because that's what happens. You get the prelude, then you get the end. And the end is just like you watch the movie, and you watch the beginning. Why? To get to the end. How is that? What else am I supposed to say? Otherwise, the whole movie is useless except for the end. Then you get the car chase. And it connects. It connects. Withdrawal. When is there a partial annihilation? Not the partial annihilation where Lord Brahma goes to sleep at night. When is there a partial annihilation where less happens? Yes, Vallabh was saying. Yes, that's true. And also when Lord Brahma takes a nap. He takes a little snap. Prabhupada said you take a little snap if you get tired. It's kind of like between snooze and nap. It's not quite a snooze and it's not quite a nap. It's a snap. Okay, so I guess we're done. Unless anybody has any more questions or comments. Okay, we'll take prasadam. Sarira vijjajad tenbriya tehe kao jivevile visaya sagare tamajay jivayati lobamoy sudur.